I'll call the February 15th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Yep.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
That's because you pushed your button.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I just want to let everybody know that Alderman Mayor sent the clerk and I an email this afternoon asking to be excused, actually notifying us that he wouldn't be here. And in his email, he did confirm what we've all known for some time. He is formally retiring from the fire service. Tomorrow is his last day, so I know that we all wish him well in his retirement, even though he'll still be sitting here. So that's the notice from Alderman Mayor. So with that, I'm going to open the citizens' comment period. If there are any citizens wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address. Mr. Rivera, good evening.
Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Oliver Drive. At January 19th, Common Council meeting, comment was made.
If it's important, they can make it. The comment was made in regards to a previous request to allow citizens to join and provide commentary via Zoom, a request for the same access that many city officials and even business owners have utilized to participate in these meetings for almost a year now. There's some people that are attending via Zoom, but citizens still have to come here in person. I've dedicated my life to patient care and worked in healthcare since 2000. In healthcare, you cannot put ethics aside and treat only those that agree with you. You cannot only heal those that are of the same sexual orientation. You cannot turn someone away or discredit them because of their hairstyle. Those are the ethics of healthcare. So why are they not the ethics for you that are supposed to carry out the will of the people? It bothers me that someone would get up here giving people the false sense of security to go into public places only to cough into their hand through their mask and wipe it on their pants. That was on the night that marked 400,000 deaths from COVID in the US. This is what you risk exposure to by coming to provide citizen commentary. I've never seen this microphone wiped down, and I've been here a lot. There's a lot of material created by the city that emphasizes doing things online, but citizen commentary is required in person. It's ridiculous. I again request the ability to be implemented for citizens to provide commentary via Zoom. Another comment made January 19th in regards to Strauss. Some people are glad the way things turned out. Here are three things that have turned out in regards to Strauss. One, city officials revealed in December that they were aware since April of 2020, prior to the public hearing, that Strauss had encroached into wetlands at their existing site and violated their own plan provided to the city and the DNR. I want to add that over by the Loomis and Ryan Road project site, there is a bald eagle sighted, a sign and symbol of our nation's beauty, integrity, and resilience. But our city officials are forging ahead without remorse or consideration of this factor. Strauss Brands was also shut down the weekend for a weekend by USDA for inhumane handling. Let's look at the Federal Meat Inspection Act. I'll just read the first couple sentences because there was a statement made about the word slaughter. USDA doesn't have any empathy or any feelings or emotion when it comes to using the words. They just put out the regulations and the wording, okay? So I'm going to read one sentence here. Federal Meat Inspection Act, Title 21 of U.S. State Code 21, USC 603 ETSEQ, provides that for the purpose of preventing the inhumane slaughtering of livestock, the secretary shall cause to be made by inspectors appointed for the purpose an inspection of the methods by which amenable species, cattle, sheep, swine, goats, horses, mules, or other equines are slaughtered and handled in connection with slaughter in the slaughtering establishments inspected under this act. So that's what they violated. Number three, what happened since the Strauss deal? Mr. Olson's comments to another citizen that have been made public. Then you stuck the project up my ass every opportunity and then had your wife join in. What would you like me to do now? So what happened following January 19th is what's been happening for a long time. It's a pattern. These behaviors take place in a Facebook group created by one of Olson's recent appointees to the Board of Zoning and Appeals. This is where Olson, other appointees, block and cut off citizens from line of communication with our city leaders and business owners. This same Facebook page that allows homophobic posts openly ridicules people about mask use and continually degrades other citizens that don't share the same opinion is where Mr. Olson chooses to post all of his information, including public information as a city official. The use of this page is where several citizens have been blocked from viewing Mr. Olson's post, and it's caused some citizens to voice concerns about his posts, in addition to his handling and politicizing of vaccine distribution. Mr. Olson's appointee from January 19th to the Board of Zoning and Appeals from that evening called me an embarrassment after I quoted Martin Luther King Jr. and then proceeded to call me the enemy after calling for us to come together. I'm sure that Dr. King was called that and worse as well. Another recent supporter, Mr. Olson, and another appointee to the Board of Zoning and Appeals was online laughing at some of the things happening in our city. If these individuals feel so emboldened to behave this way and make such comments in public, how can they be trusted to be unbiased or ethical in decisions they make that impact us all? They even laughed at inhumane handling and slaughter. Who laughs at that? Seriously. Ask yourself, who laughs at that, and are they respectful enough to consider the thoughts and opinions of a decent person or even other citizens? As long as this behavior continues, I will continue to come here and utilize the citizen comment period to expose this stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Kerner, good evening.
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane. I'm just talking tonight in regards to, we got a tourism board or something that we're going to give money to the Rock for. What has Franklin have to offer in tourism? Do we have a lake? Do we have a theme park? I've lived here 20-some years. I don't consider it a tourism place. I think what we're doing is we're supplement money to Mr. Zimmerman for his well-being of continuing his establishment, and that's not what we're here for. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kern. Anyone else? Anyone else? I will note that I do have an email from Ms. Dana Kerr, copied to all the aldermen. She asks some questions relative to the Tourism Commission, which she and I talked this afternoon, and I answered her questions. It goes on the record. Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizens' comment period. First item on your agenda is approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of February 2nd. Any additions or corrections? Motion by Alderman Barber, seconded by Alderman D'Andrea. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G1, or the consent agenda. Is there any requests for separate action? Oh, I'm sorry. We do have E, organizational business for appointments to the Tourism Commission. All are essentially what we don't call reappointments, and a new one, Ed Holper to fill Amy Schermetzler's spot. Any requests for separate action?
Motion to confirm.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absents. I'm sorry. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. I'm going to be doing that all night, so you guys check me. G1 is consent agenda. Any requests for separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a parks recommendation to install a bench or some form of seating. Thank you, Chief. In honor of Tony Bagda, who is still with us, by the way, and doing fine, the Parks Commission just endeavors to recognize his some 40-some-odd years of service. Alderwoman Hanneman.
Yes, the Parks Commission is asking for an appropriation of up to $2,000 to place a park at Ernie Lake to place a bench at Ernie Lake with a plaque of recognition of his decades of service to the Parks Commission.
As a financial arrangement, the Department of Public Works is going to start with taking out their operating funds. And if it gets to the end of the year and they're $2,000 short, Paul will take a look at my volunteer recognition budget.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
We had a couple things like this. Are we going to start running into problems with our naming policy? Because maybe we need to reconsider it. I mean, I don't know what it says about this issue at all, and I don't object to this issue, but it might be just something we might want to look back on.
Thank you, Alderman. We did check into that as we went forward with the Casper Green room naming, and the definition in the ordinance says facilities rather than benches or rooms.
Even that, maybe we should look at this, you know, waiting for somebody to die or this kind of thing.
Okay.
Just a
be aware thought. We didn't wait for Jack Bennett to die.
No, I didn't want
to. So certainly if you want to take a look at it, we can move forward with something from staff. Mark, would you push your button, please? I errantly turned you off. Okay. With that,
I'm not sure that everybody in the audience kind of knew what we were just talking about between us, but could you just maybe clarify it just
sure.
a little bit? Because it was kind of code between, because you and I know and some of us know. But.
The city has an ordinance that defines naming, using people's names on city facilities. It says that they must have left city service for 5 years or passed away and been gone for 5 years. Before the city could consider it, there's a procedure whereby a couple of boards and commissions take a look at it, and there's public notice for a comment on the naming before the common council votes on it. That doesn't apply in this case based on the wording of the ordinance. This is for a bench, not a city facility. So,
thank you for that clarification.
You're welcome. Having said that, again, the understanding is DPW will take it out of their operating budget until it gets to the end of the year, and if that, then we'll either do a budget amendment or take it out of my budget. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Mayor, I don't think we had a motion yet.
Oh, we didn't have a motion?
No.
Is there a motion regarding this matter?
I will make the motion.
Second.
Alderman Hanneman.
Is it A or B?
Alderman Nelson.
A. A motion to approve the request for up to $2,000 for materials and labor to install a park bench in honor of Tony Magnus' service to the city at Ernie Lake Park, 8000 South Chapel Hill Drive.
Let's do it again. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G3 is a motion to allow Health and Human Services to sign the director to sign a data use agreement with Milwaukee County for use of data for the WED system. There is some some, there may be some questions regarding this? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve?
A motion to allow the signing.
You can't have all.
Option one?
There's only one.
Mark?
It's the motion below.
Well, it's option one if you're gonna motion to approve. Motion to approve.
We'll give it to Dandrea and then the second by Alderman Barber. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, page 41, the Holtermans are here with us tonight. A resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for 7930 and 32 South 68th Street condominium development. Alderman Barber.
I'll move to adopt the resolution.
Okay.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 on page 85. Resolution authorizing the installation of a community fire pit and changing the stormwater drainage easement at Oakwood at Ryan Creek.
So moved.
Is there a second? Johns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is a request to make a 2021 scheduled payment of $576,925 in an MRO payment to TI investors and include a $473,300 prepayment from TID 3.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. We have 2 closed session items, which we'll move past at the moment. Move on to H1. Miscellaneous licenses, Alderman Nelson.
All have been approved. All the way down.
Is there a second?
Second.
Well, we haven't heard from either one of you tonight. Well, let's give it to Wilhelm.
I just gave it to Sherry.
Okay, we'll give it to Sherry then. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Vouchers and payroll on page 145. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers on ending date of February 11th, 2021 in the amount of $2,927,291.40? And payroll dated February 12th, 2021, in the amount of $403,033.75 in payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $256,098.38, plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll for February 26th, estimated at $398,000, and payments to various payroll deductions estimated at $438,000, plus city matching payments. And property tax disbursements with an ending date of February 11th, 2021, in the amount of $12,100,000, and approval to release payment to Bond Trust Services in the amount of $3,113,837.19.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. With that, we've come to the end of our agenda agreement meeting. Thank you, Holdermans.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. We have 2 closed session items this evening that will be obviously closed to the public. We will stop streaming at this point, and we will only restart the stream if we have an action item on either one of them. So with that, is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stats 1985 sub 1 sub E for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to an agreement by and between Milwaukee Milkman Baseball LLC, Rock Ventures LLC, and the Franklin Tourism Commission with regards to naming rights, signage in relation thereto, logo presentation usage, and the creation of a tourism entity with regard to Ballpark Commons baseball stadium use, and tourism promotion and tourism development, respectively, and a potential agreement between the City of Franklin and the Franklin Tourism Commission in relation thereto, and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. It's 7:35 p.m. We are back into open session. We are taking no action relative to item G7, which is the previous closed session. We move on to G8. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 1985 sub 1 sub C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governing body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, and Wisconsin Stats 19.85 sub 1 sub F, considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data of specific persons, preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would be likely to have substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data, or involved in such problems or investigations, and to strategize how to address employee complaint and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. We have 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. The city attorney wants to be excused, as does the clerk. So there you go. And we are in closed session. It is 9:13. We are back in open session. We have no action relative to the previous closed session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.